when one of my sons would suffer something as a small child, he would get sick or he would injure himself in some way, even though it was never a serious injury or a serious sickness, he would cry out, "Why me? Why me?" Well, that's a question that I just could not answer. As his father, there's just no answer to that. Why me? Why does this happen to me? Job's friends tried to tell him it was because he had sinned against God. And Job said, well, tell me what the sin is, and then I'll believe that. But I can't figure out anything I've done that would deserve this. None of them had any understanding of what was happening in the other realm between God and Satan and this test that Job was undergoing. And we still don't understand all of that, even though we can read it and we can see things that these people could not see. But Job knew enough to ignore the well-meaning advice and admonitions of his friends and trust in God. Listen to what he says to his friends. Job 13, verse 13. "Hold your peace, let me alone that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall die." You see what Job said to his friends? Just stop with the advice. Why do you think I keep living? Why do you think I don't take my own life? Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? That is, I'm preserving my life. I don't take my own life. Job said, "I will trust in God my Savior, and he will make all things right in the end." Let's pray. Father, I trust in you. I trust in you as my Savior, even though things go bad, or even if things are going very well, Lord, I know that you are my hope, my only salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.